So one of the great GAA winter debates is the All-Star Hurling team, and here to pick his Dream 15 for 2021 is former Daisha defender and Munster Express writer Brian Flannery. And Brian, before we get into your team, I want to ask you about a three-time All-Star first of all. What was your reaction to the news that Tony Brown will be the new Waterford Hurling selector for 2022?
Yeah, three-time All-Star Tomás and Hurler of the Year back in 1998. I think it's a great appointment. Not just, I suppose, Tony obviously is high profile and has a huge experience from his playing days, but you know, Tony would have been particularly in the last maybe half a dozen years or that would have been working in the background. I think he recently completed a master's in coaching and sports development, so you know, he has an academic background as well as, I suppose, his own playing experience and would have had various coaching roles, I suppose, within our own club, first and foremost, but with various Waterford teams in recent years as well and further afield. So, yeah, I think it's a brilliant appointment. Tony would have loads to bring to the table, and I think would be a very good match maybe with Liam and Mikey Bevans as well. Personality-wise, Tony is, you know, he's very sure of how he likes the game to be played, and would be very strong in his opinions as well. So I would say he's, you know, maybe the ideal addition to the backroom team. And really looking forward to seeing Tony on the sideline now in the coming year.
Yeah, big addition to Liam Cahill's backroom team. 1998 Hurler of the Year, Tony Brown will be on the sideline for the upcoming season. To the business at hand, Brian, your team of the year for 2021. First of all, who is your All-Star goalkeeper?
Yeah, well, look, it seems like a year ago or more since the inter-county game finished. And, I had to try think of the matches and the games and this split season, I think, which will likely to be the future for the GAA, where you'll have the inter-county first and then the club. It's something we'll all have to get used to. But yeah, I mean, it's always something to look forward to at the end of the year, the All-Star announcements. And it's been great in recent years. Waterford have had so many nominations and players who went on to win the award. But I think this year, you know, I think the starting point would be probably to start with the Limerick 15 and make deductions from that. And again, with the goalkeeping position, I mean, Nicky Quaid is, would obviously have a very strong shout for it. Had a great year and really fits into that Limerick template, particularly with his puck out strategy. But having said that, you know, the outstanding goalkeeper is, I suppose, the man across the bridge there in Glenmore. I think Owen Murphy, you know, some of the saves he produced this year were otherworldly. And I'd be surprised if Owen Murphy doesn't get the goalkeeping spot. But as I said, you know, if Nicky Quaid wins the award, I don't think too many would argue as well. Two fantastic goalkeepers in particular this year. But for me, Owen Murphy, Kilkenny just shades it.
Turning to the defence, Brian, and Waterford captain Conor Prunty made the Sunday game team of the year. Is he in your selection?
Yeah, he is. He made my selection as well. Fullback, I suppose, is a specialist position. And, you know, there wouldn't be an awful lot of defenders that would be readily volunteering to man the edge of the square in front of their own goalkeeper. But, you know, since Conor Prunty has come into the Waterford team, I think he was first introduced by Pádraig Fanning, he's really been a mainstay of the team. And I suppose when you look at the confidence Liam Cahill has in him, making him, I suppose, captain the last few years, it just gives an indication of how high he's thought of, not just by the management in Waterford, but his fellow players as well. Yeah, certainly for me, Conor Prunty, you know, would be the number three position. Beside him, I think Sean Finn, again, is, you know, one of the top two or three defenders in the country, and he'd be in any lineup. For me, Sean Finn would be an automatic. Left cornerback, again, I think maybe Barry Nash, the Sunday game went for in the team of the year. But for me, I suppose one of the players that made a huge difference for Limerick's championship run this year was Dan Morrissey. Introduced against Tipperary when things were looking a little bit shaky for Limerick, And since that game, had an outstanding year. And I would find it very hard to pick an All-Star defence and leave Dan Morrissey out of it. So full backline for me would be Sean Finn, Conor Prunty and Dan Morrissey.
Is it an all Limerick half backline that you've gone for, Brian?
Almost, but not quite. I think, again, Kyle Hayes at left half back, you know, a real, I suppose, inspirational move from John Kiely to switch him back to the half back line. You know, he was almost man of the match at centre forward in their first All-Ireland win. But the last couple of years at left half back, his power, his pace, his ability to score, you know, really a no-go area for opposition teams in relation to landing puck outs. Kyle Hayes is the obvious number seven. Dermot Burns, I think, as well, at right half back, contributes an awful lot to Limerick. Long distance frees, scoring long distance from play. And again, kind of, you know, is that outlet at times for Nicky Quaid as well in relation to clearances and puck outs. He'd be my number five. Number six, I'm maybe going a little bit against the grain here, but I think for the overall championship and for contribution throughout the year, for me, Mark Coleman had an outstanding year, although maybe not outstanding in the All-Ireland final, but I would think, you know, I would go for Mark Coleman at centre-back. I think some of the games, again, he was absolutely outstanding. And in Cork's run to the All-Ireland, he was very much a key figure. Obviously, Declan Hannan, captain the All-Ireland winning team, he will get many nods and votes as well. But for me, Mark Coleman, his first touch, again, his accuracy in passing, that game plan that Cork were trying to, I suppose, play this year, he was very instrumental in that. And for me, Dermot Burns, Mark Coleman, Kyle Hayes, that would be my half-back line to Moss.
Looking at midfield, Brian, Jamie Barron is in the mix for his fourth award. What pairing have you gone for?
Yeah, look, and you know, Jamie has again, he's, you know, one of the top three or four midfielders year in, year out in the country, and he's going to be in the mix probably most years. But again, I don't think you can ignore, you know, for me, the performances, and particularly in that All-Ireland semi-final, Will O'Donoghue, you know, for me, he'd have been in my team last year, but I think Will O'Donoghue would be a certainty in the middle of the field. And then second spot, you're in that old debate and argument, you know, Tony Kelly of Clare, where do you play him? Is he, you know, should he be picked at full forward, corner forward, wing forward? And, you know, it is probably convenient to pick him at the middle of the field. I think we probably had a discussion early in the year there when Clare were playing Waterford that the obvious move for Brian Lowen was to stick him in the full forward line and disrupt the Waterford defence. And he certainly did that. But for me, I'd probably place Tony Kelly in the middle of the field. He's a player that obviously plays everywhere and did actually probably play a little bit further out the field as the championship went on for Clare. Huge influence, just one of these rare talents, a generational player. I would go for Will O'Donoghue, Limerick, and Tony Kelly, Clare in the middle of the field.
Yeah, you called Tony Kelly in full forward, Brian. I have to give you credit for that. I think Brian Lohan must have been listening that evening when you made that observation. Who was the first three members of your All-Star attack?
Yeah, and again, look, I think Keane Lynch, obviously at centre forward, you know, likely to be win the Hurler of the Year award. I mean, he's a joy to watch when he's in full flight. Watched him recently for his club and didn't have, you know, as influential, which was a surprise, perhaps carrying an injury. But Keane Lynch would be the automatic at number 11. Tom Morrissey, again, is a player I'm a huge fan of. I remember him, you know, coming on as a minor, a substitute above in Turles, scoring a goal against Waterford Miners in a Munster final. Again, the physique of the likes of Tom Morrissey, Keane Lynch, you know, for me, they're automatic choices. The other wing forward, I'm actually going for me, Garrod Hegarty. You know, his influence, particularly in the All-Ireland, I don't think you can ignore it. When the game was a contest, Garrod Hegarty in that period was on fire, had a huge influence. Maybe in some of the earlier games, took him a while to get up to pace. Very good against Waterford as well. I'd actually go for an all Limerick half forward line of Garrod Hegarty, Keane Lynch and Tom Morrissey.
And the Sunday game went for an all Limerick full forward line as well, Brian. Are you going that way too?
No, I think maybe 10 All-Stars might be enough. look, again, you know, one of the game changers, you know, Seamus Flanagan has been, you know, a real thorn in the side of defences. He has that, I suppose, physicality as well as the pace. And, you know, for a lot of the games, you know, it's a two-man inside line with Aaron Gillan and Seamus Flanagan. And they both, I suppose, they play very well off each other. You know, they have a great relationship on the inside line. You know, so for me, Aaron Gillan, Seamus Flanagan would be certainties on the team. You know, the last spot then, again, you know, maybe I'm being overly influenced by, you know, Cork's run to the All-Ireland. But for me, Patrick Horgan remains one of the, you know, the great forwards in the game. And even more so, I know, you know, young Jack O'Connor, there's lots of players, you know, would be in the run. And I think from a Waterford point of view, you know, Austin Gleeson and Stephen Bennett continue to be, you know, really influential players. Desi Hutchinson, again, another, you know, very productive year, and certainly within a shout of it. Honourable mention, Jason Ford as well, I suppose, for Tipperary, would have had a very strong scoring year. But yeah, I actually would think, for me, Patrick Horgan, I'd find it difficult to leave someone of his undoubted ability. And again, maybe it's a little bit of a nod to Cork and their, I suppose, achievement in reaching the All-Ireland. And despite, you know, even when things weren't going well for Cork in that All-Ireland, you know, Patrick Horgan was still a go-to player. And I think the failure maybe in Cork was not getting him on the ball often enough in that All-Ireland. So, yeah, full forward line, Aaron Gillan, Seamus Flanagan and Patrick Horgan of Cork.
No room for Peter Casey, Brian. He got 5 points in the All-Ireland final.
Yeah, if he hadn't gone off injured, I'd have probably held on to him. But yeah, look, again, he's, you know, he plays that extra position where sometimes he plays inside, sometimes he plays outside. Had a great, you know, obviously a great year as well. I just felt that the influence of Gerard Hegarty in that final probably merited a little bit more. And I think Patrick Horgan's overall, I suppose, championship campaign, you know, to me, it was too strong to ignore. So I just give Patrick Horgan the nod. And I think, you know, on my All-Star selection, the breakdown, you'd still have, I think it's 10 Limerick players, 2 from Cork, 1 from Kilkenny, Waterford and Clare. You know, so probably a few arguments or a few discussion points along that, but probably not too far off what we'll see when the awards are announced.
So a rundown of Brian Flannery's All-Star 15 for 2021. Owen Murphy of Kilkenny in goals. A full-back line of Sean Finn, Conor Prunty and Dan Morrissey. In the half-back line, Dermot Burns, Mark Coleman and Kyle Hayes. In the middle of the field, Will O'Donoghue and Tony Kelly. A half-forward line of Gerard Hegarty, Keane Lynch and Tom Morrissey. And the full-forward line, Aaron Gillan, Seamus Flanagan and Patrick Horgan. So former Daisha defender and Munster Express writer Brian Flannery, thanks so much for your time today.
Cheers, Tomás.
Lore Na Páirce with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.